This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The stalled merger between U.S. Airways and American Airlines appears to be recovering a bit. The Department of Justice has suggested it might step out of the way if the two airlines reduce their presence at a couple of key airports, which sounds easy enough, right? Give up a couple of gates and landing slots, and the feds will greenlight the making of the world's biggest airline. Jim Burris explains the tension really centers on one airport, Washington's Reagan National.
Think of gates as aviation real estate. The more gates you have at any given airport, the more business you command. Richard Weissong is an aviation analyst with PwC.
So at the larger airports and the more congested ones, gates are the primary restriction on how many flights you can fly.
So what does it take for a new airline to get one of those highly prized gates? They have to go to the competition.
They have to find an airline that controls a gate that's willing to sublease to them.
It's called a gate swap, and at Washington Reagan National Airport, that swap amounts to a pipe dream. Gates are scarce, demand is crazy high. Michael Lum is with Sixel Consulting Group. He says no carrier wants to give up that cash cow.
Allowing another airline to use those gates would invite competition.
That's why American and U.S. Airways might be reluctant to give up a gate. They're also hesitant to shed landing slots. Combined, they control about 70% of takeoffs and landings at Washington Reagan. The DOJ wants some of those slots back, in the process incubating more competition. Bad news if you're the airline, not so bad news if you're the passenger.
As a general rule of thumb, the more competition, the better it is for passengers, because more competition generally translates into lower airfare.
Anne McDermott is an editor with FareCompare.com. She says airlines are a complex industry, but they still operate on basic market principles.
With less competition, the airlines are in the driver's seat price-wise.
And in a tight market like Washington, D.C., that's exactly where they want to stay. I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.